Okay, we are back inside the Quicken Loans studios at YSR, and right now it is time to head to Lincoln, Nebraska, and visit with our favorite Husker, that is our very own Jason Peter, who joins us each and every week on the show. And all I can say is after a week off and vacation with the family, Jason, we have got a lot of ground to cover. It's great to have you back with us at YSR. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so a number of things I want to talk about. Let's first hit on some NFL and the fact that the Cleveland Browns, they've made a decision that Johnny Manziel, he's not going to start on Saturday night in that preseason opener against the Lions. So Hoyer gets the nod. Do you agree with that?
I do, and I think it's just it's the right decision. Just when you look at the whole picture, I would imagine that for the four preseason games, they'll go Hoyer start one, Manziel two, Hoyer three, Manziel four. But, you know, the big question is who's going to start week one of the regular season. And I just think it makes sense to start Hoyer. You know, if you bypass Hoyer and you go Manziel, and let's just say he struggles, you know, then you put Hoyer in there, and it's, you know, maybe he plays well, maybe he doesn't. But I just think from an organization standpoint, you got nothing really, I think, to lose by playing Hoyer. He's the guy. He's the returning guy. He's kind of, you know, the incumbent. Yes, he's coming off of surgery, but he's won you a few games last year. He played well, and if he struggles, then it's no big deal, right? Then you can go to Manziel,
mm-hmm.
And you can just kind of let him do his thing, because that was kind of, you know, the hand that was dealt you, so to speak. But if you skip right over Hoyer on week one of the regular season and you go right to Manziel, I think there'll always be question marks as to did you do the right thing. And, you know, I imagine that it's not going to be just one game and the other guy's out if he struggles, unless he really, really struggles to the point that it's just embarrassing. But I think, you know, whoever gets the nod, and I would imagine it'd be Hoyer, he'll probably at least get, you know, three games at the beginning of the season.
Well, a lot of folks, including myself, very anxious to see Johnny in action. He's got a lot to prove, and you have to wonder, too, I mean, Detroit, you know, they were hoping and praying that they'd have an opportunity to face Manziel and Johnny Football, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of teams that kind of have that game bullseye with, you know, the attention that Manziel is drawn, and a lot of people think, you know, the stuff that he's done has been, I guess, not representing the shield very well. And, you know, it's hard to argue with him. He's obviously young. You know, he's come out. He said that he's made some mistakes, that he'd like, you know, a do-over on some stuff. Unfortunately, you don't get that luxury of being able to do it, Manziel is he's captivating, and you know, I know there's a lot of defensive players that are just that are kind of licking their chops, but you know, this is he's kind of I think in the same league as, let's say, when Mike Vick came into the NFL. And for as much as defensive players would love to get that just ear hole shot on him, you know, or just putting that helmet, the crown of your helmet, right underneath his chin strap, he doesn't usually end up in situations like that, unless it's just kind of, you know, where he's spinning out of something and he doesn't see something coming. I mean, that's what makes Johnny Manziel is he's just so elusive, maybe more so than Mike Vick was when he came into the league. You know, so he may be all that defensive players can handle and some. So, you know, I don't know if you're going to see a lot of guys, you know, taking stuff into the media, saying, yeah, I can't wait to play Manziel. You know, I want to do this, want to do that. I don't know if guys will do that, because you've been able to see how dangerous he is with his feet and just kind of that escapability that he has.
Johnny Manziel, I mean, he certainly proved, Jason, that he was a gamer in college. Do you anticipate that he will be in the NFL?
It's hard to say. It really is. You know, anybody who says that they know for sure, you know, is lying through their teeth. You just never know when the lights go on. It's different than when the lights go on in college. You know, it's just it's a more violent game. The tempo's a lot quicker. You know, now it's a livelihood for a lot of these guys, for all of these guys. You know, it's the way that they kind of feed their family, so to speak. So, you know, I think everybody is very interested in to see what happens in Cleveland this year. You know, I mean, just from that standpoint alone, you know, and the popularity standpoint, I mean, it was a win for Cleveland drafting Manziel. Otherwise, you know, has Cleveland done anything other than hire a new coach that would make people on a national level say, I want to see what happens with Cleveland? Probably not. But, you know, they have Manziel, and he's going to bring in viewers. A lot of people want to tune in to, mm-hmm. to see what happens. I'm one of them. I want to see what he does. You know, does his college game translate to the NFL? Obviously, they're not going to ask him to do the same stuff. I don't think, you know, offensive coordinators, you know, they kind of hold their breath every time their quarterback decides he's going to leave the pocket. You know, these are the guys that are the face of the franchise. These are the guys that make, you know, the big bucks. So, you know, I think they'll try to limit maybe the amount of times that you know, he'll just want to take off. But they also want him to do that because that is part of his game. And it also makes it a lot more difficult for defenses. You know, when you have to account for a guy that is just as dangerous, maybe if not more, than the running back with the ball in his hands, that creates some problems for defense coordinators.
You're listening to the voice of Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And Jason, we just talked about it, you know, so many on and off the field, folks just salivating at the chance to watch Johnny play. Let's talk about Brian Hoyer. I mean, he played college ball at Michigan State. He was undrafted in 2009, bounced around the NFL for the first couple of years, finally finding a home. I mean, it really is a feel-good story in many ways.
Yeah, and people shouldn't sell him short. I mean, obviously the resume is not that long, but he's studied, you know, under Tom Brady for a while. You know, he's bounced around a little bit here and there. Did well in the opportunities that he was given. It's unfortunate that he had an injury. You know, and that's another thing that people have almost, you know, forgotten about, is that, you know, he had knee surgery. And sometimes it takes a year or two to come back. It's unfortunate for him, obviously, because you got a high-profile rookie that's breathing down your neck. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But Hoyer, you know, from the sound bites that you hear from teammates, you know, they think the world of this guy. Obviously, you got to go out and you got to execute week after week after week. So, you know, a four-game resume, ultimately, if it turns into, you know, a 16-game, you get a better idea of what Brian Hoyer can do. But, yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, guys don't stick around in the NFL for 5 and 6 years if they're not doing something right.
Okay, our NFL, our college football analyst, Jason Peter, who joins us each and every week at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We look forward to talking to you next week as the countdown's on. Jason, ready for some college football and to get after it and start doing some more previews. Thanks, Jay.
Can't wait for it. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Much more straight ahead at YSR. Join us at Twitter, @ERadioSports. We will be right back.